This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yesterday afternoon, Lima had put something out. Twitter reactions brought to you by Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. As yesterday, we were talking about the Cavs. We had a lot of conversation about the Cavs yesterday. Hear a lot of that 92.3thefan.com. We're about to go off with Cavs now. And he wrote, in the last week, Garland jaws with fan in the crowd courtside after winner. Allen's bone-crushing screen. Tristan almost incites a fight in garbage time. Cavs shedding that quote-unquote soft label they had developed in the last few playoffs, ? And there are plenty of people calling them thick, tough guys.
Yeah, which I wondered where fans were at right now, because we've been looking for what is the identity of the Cavs. And the identity of the Cavs is just ass kickers. They just win. They just dominate. But there hasn't really been something to sink your teeth into, because they're not built like the traditional teams that go out and dominate to the level that they are. And if you checked last night, Oklahoma City lost, so they are tied for the best record in the NBA.
Yes.
Normally, the teams with the best record in the NBA, we have an identity for them. When it was the Warriors all those years, it was Steph, and then they added Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Okay, obviously, you go back in the history of the NBA, whether it was Kobe and Shaq or the Tim Duncan-led, you know, Popovich-led San Antonio Spurs. You had an easy way to explain who these teams were. And I asked you, and I've been asking Cavs fans, what are the ways that you would describe this Cavs team, this Cavs experience? And it's funny, because everybody had a different answer. Like, they really did. We're the deepest team in the league. Kenny Atkinson's Cavs. Evan Mobley making
the lead.
Well, now
you're asking almost a different question.
Darius Garland. Well, I've been searching for
identity,
a way
then,
for people to talk about this Cavs team, and I get 20 different ways to describe them, and I'm like, man, that is different from most championship teams or teams that are looking for a championship.
Well,
and so I wonder.
Damn, I think that this is a deeper study than what I meant
for
it to be.
So I didn't mean to throw you off, but I did wonder if all of these actions over the last literal week, are the Cavs sick and tired of being told, you're a regular season team. You've been soft in the playoffs. You've accomplished nothing in the postseason. You had the embarrassing loss to the Knicks a couple of years ago, and then you almost had an embarrassing loss to the Magic last year. You were banged up and whatever. They have not had any postseason success whatsoever, and in quite fairly, you've been pushed around a little bit come playoff time. Are these Cavs trying to shed those labels?
You mark this stuff. I can't call this a coincidence. I mean, they were called, and you go back to Jared Allen last year. I mean, good God, his own coach called him soft.
Yeah.
In so many words, maybe this
ex-coach.
Is. Well, yeah, but at the time, his coach, Kenny Atkinson did not call him soft. JB Bickerstaff, in so many words, called him soft because of the whole shot thing and things like that in the playoffs. Maybe this is, you know, maybe they, because I go back, remember Kevin Garnett on that podcast, we played that audio yesterday, in, this is from Kevin Garnett's show with Matt Barnes. I mean, one trade, listen to this, because there's a point to be made out here. Here's Kevin Garnett, the Hall of Famer.
You talking about a secret weapon, dog? Man, when I saw this.
This was a steal of the trade.
Yeah, man,
for
this
me.
Is this. Listen, Cleveland Cavaliers won the trade. Mm-hmm. The Cavs are in the conversation. It is a serious threat, bro. Mm-hmm. The Cleveland Cavaliers
have
entered the conversation, bro. This is the best star lineup in the league. Cleveland is back, bro. They think they can win it, bro. And ain't no Boston what, bro. They finna get real disrespectful,
as
bro.
They should.
They got confidence.
Like
I'm seeing it, bro.
And they've been built the right way. I like
they
that,
have.
Too.
Cavs have played two games with DeAndre Hunter. They're talking about the DeAndre Hunter, right? Mm. So going into that, they were 42-10. You're telling me a 42-10 team just now are finals contenders to a Hall of Famer like Kevin Garnett? Maybe that plays in. Not that they're listening to Kevin Garnett per se, and now they're being tough guys. I mean, you go back to last week, but maybe they are looking at going. There's an identity that you do have to forge, and there's going to be guys like who. You expect to be a little bit tougher who go out there and police the floor against some of your players. And it can't all be Donovan. It just can't be Donovan Mitchell and everybody else.
And we did think, not that there were any
even
huge
LeBron
skirmishes or whatever, but like George Niang was considered one of those guys. Well, he's gone now. He's no longer playing. In fact, boy, have you seen him and LeVert play well in Atlanta so far?
Might end up playing them in the postseason, you said yesterday.
which who could be interesting. Who might we be matched up with in the first round of the playoffs this year?
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Could be Atlanta. But either way, we love the deal. We love the Hunter move.
Yeah.
We are very excited about what that could bring, whether it's the starting lineup. I know there was a big discussion yesterday, or the closing lineups.
Yeah.
But ultimately, like, this Cavs team has been so dominant from the start of the year till now, and then they just add DeAndre Hunter. Like, in every essence of the term, they are contenders. But yet, will anybody really pick them to beat Boston? And do they need to start showing a different kind of toughness? Do they need to show it? Because they have been that team that's embodied everything you want them to look like.
Come out and say it then. 216-474-0092. Do you think they're tough? You.
Well, I haven't seen it in the playoffs.
I can't guarantee they're tough yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen
that
at all in the playoffs. In a regular season, it's one thing when you're dominating the Toronto Raptors and up 20 to be jawing, or when you're beating teams with game winners, you know, that aren't on the same level as you. You know they're going to be measured against the best teams.
Yes.
And they had a rough stretch when they had Houston twice, even though they wouldn't play Houston, obviously, until you'd get to the NBA Finals. Oklahoma City, in a game you got throttled by them, and they didn't even have their two big men.
Yeah.
And the Boston Celtics, last time they played them, Boston really controlled that game throughout, even though they scared them.
Well, I didn't see
late.
A lot of, because I thought Evan Mobley played tougher, quote-unquote, as the series went on. I didn't see much. Yes, yeah, Boston. Yeah. I didn't see much quote unquote needed toughness. I'm going to stop saying quote unquote now. That's been twice. But you go back to that Knicks series, like Mitchell Robinson and the things that were said. That stuck in a lot of people's craw then. But that was a long time ago. Now you're a great basketball team that you do have the best record again in the NBA right now.
Tied with OKC. Yeah.
But I can't come out and just say we're tough guys now, because I think a lot of people around the league thought what Tristan Thompson did was dumb. So that's not something to me that proves toughness. I think that
was weird, too.
It was just an insane gesture to do at the end of a first half of a season of a 21-point blowout, another 21-point blowout, because they've been blowing everybody out. I think that they're a young, talented, up-and-coming team, and that's their identity. Toughness is such an earned label. Jalen Brunson, coming from Dallas, going to New York, taking the bull by the horns there, bringing everybody along with him. You know, the Josh Hart stuff, the getting rid of Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, as I mentioned before. You know, they're seen as toughness. I think to their fan base, it's kind of going back to Charles Oakley and Patrick Ewing and John Starks and the 90s Knicks. That's an easy team to get behind, even if it's not the quote-unquote most talented. I did it again. I'm sorry. I got to sit it out now. Maybe the most talented out of the group. Because I would say, I feel the Cavs are more talented. I feel that the Celtics are more talented. And certainly, I mean, if Chet Holmgren could stay healthy, I think that Oklahoma City would certainly be more talented than those teams. But toughness is a hell of a badge and honor for a fan base. This is a great, talented basketball team, but I don't see them as a bunch of tough guys. I don't think they're going to wilt like a flower, but I think that they can be tough.
Well, I remember last year.
They just haven't proven it yet.
Mo Wagner was getting under the skin of our entire team. And I don't know, do you necessarily need that? Like, obviously, Golden State, they had the elite shot-making, playmaking. They also had Draymond Green running around setting screens and getting under everyone's skin. And then they had Iguodala, who was a fierce perimeter defender, role player. You know, who is going to be that on this team? Like, I really like DeAndre Hunter. That's not really been his MO over the years. Jared Allen is somebody who that's supposed to be him, right? If you've already got a big man and somebody who's coming alive like Evan Mobley, you know, Jared Allen, but Jared Allen, that's never really been his mindset. That's why it was so uncharacteristic to see him come back and retaliate to set that screen the way he did.
Well, maybe he's capable of it. We're just starting to see the brunt of it.
Because he did, at the end of that series, to have JB Bickerstaff kind of name him without naming him. Like, he was taking a shot, and he's been with Jared Allen all these years.
Yes.
Jared Allen seems like a fun guy, a fun-spirited guy, an interesting guy to talk to or hang out with. You've never thought of him as that guy, the muscle.
But when Jared Allen does something like that, at that point he says, I'm not going to sit back and take this anymore. And I think on a 40-plus win basketball team that's going to win 60 this year, now would be the time to do it. They have it in them. They're going to have to bring it out. Because, again, if you run into the Knicks, damn it, we're going to bring up a lot of the same old stuff we brought up 2 years ago. Is this Cavs team tough? 216-474-0092. Do you believe that they're tough guys? Are they becoming tough guys?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.